Proclamation number 8401, dated the February 3rd, 1963. The soul's realization what it once had been. I only ever want you to think about the fact that you are of divine origin, and that you therefore should regard yourselves as sparks which were emanated by me myself, which will eternally remain that which they had been, divine living creations of the same fundamental substance as I am, even if they changed their own nature and turned into beings who deprived themselves of all divine characteristics. However, this state will not go on forever but will also change again, so that their fundamental nature will surface, so that they will create and work like me in all perfection again, so that they will develop into my image again and remain that way forever. If you consider the fact that I myself am your origin, that the highest and most perfect being created you through its love, then you should tremble and have no other desire but to become again what you were in the beginning. And your subsequently recognized imperfection and weakness should make you feel profoundly humble and motivate you into sincerely praying to me for help to become the same again, so that you will be able to join me. And truly, you will receive an abundance of blessings, for this resolve will open your heart to me and I will be able to permeate it with my strength of love, which will enable you to change yourselves and to adopt your fundamental nature once more. You should only ever remember that you came forth from me myself, that you are and will remain my own, because I never relinquish that which belongs to me. Even if it voluntarily turned away from me and remains opposed to me, you are and remain my strength of love which once flowed forth from me and which will irrevocably flow back to me again one day, because this is the law of eternity. Nevertheless, your own realization of your origin would shorten your path of return, for once you recognize yourselves as divine living creations, you will have taken the first step of coming back to me. For in the past you did not want to acknowledge me as your God and Creator, and that was your downfall. It was pride which made you assume that you can do without my flow of strength and which therefore caused your state of unhappiness. If, in earthly life, you are aware of your divine origin, then you will also know that only in association with me can you receive strength and light again, that you can only regain your divine characteristics through being illuminated by my light of love, and that it is not impossible to re-enter your original state, that you can truly become as gods, as you were intended to be in the very beginning. If, however, you only look upon yourselves as people living on earth without a purpose and goal, as creatures which, like other creations, populate the world and are transient, then you are spiritually utterly unenlightened, and the path of your final return to your starting point, to your God and Father of eternity, will still be infinitely long. Then you will not recognize any meaning or purpose of earthly life, you will only be earthly minded, and you manifest this completely wrong nature yourselves through your wrong attitude towards me, your God and Creator. Recognize only yourselves and ask yourselves every so often what might form the basis of your human existence. Think about what you are and where you came from. Don't consider yourselves so inferior that you will vanish again into nothingness when your body dies. For then you will even deem yourselves less than an animal which is unable to think, since you don't use the intellect given to you. And your free will and your intellect alone should be proved to you of a power which created you and whose creations testify to supreme wisdom. And this power will truly not externalize from itself something that is imperfect but beings of utmost perfection. Yet you humans are not aware of the fact that you are these beings which fell away from me, and therefore I keep informing you of this apostasy in my loving care to encourage your voluntary return. And therefore I only try to stimulate you to think about yourselves, as to what you are and why you live on earth. You should consider what a wonderful work of creation you are. How intricately your body is structured and how supremely wisely its functions are arranged. By this alone you would have to recognize that you are of divine origin, that your creator must be a supremely perfect being who externalized living beings from within himself with the ability to think and want and which therefore must be destined to be something else than to just live as a human being on earth and to comply with earthly demands only to cease to exist again afterwards. And if only it made you realize that your life on earth must have meaning and purpose, then you would make an effort to discover it, so therefore your ascent would also be assured, for then you would live responsibly and one divine characteristic after another would emerge in you again, because your fundamental substance is divine strength which strives to manifest itself. In that case you will also look for unity with me and thus offer me the opportunity to illuminate you with my strength of love once more, and then you will be that again which you were in the beginning. Amen.